Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Trying to get it back together, Paulie. We're starting fresh in this hour. It's a 7 o'clock hour. And we are about to be joined by our pal Corey Brock, Mariners beat writer. What a wild, wild scene yesterday, man. It was weird. It's the trade deadline. It's weird things happen. You can't really wrap your head around it sometimes. I think that's what's going on in Seattle. We do traffic here, though, first. Nope. No traffic here at all, but wanted to let you guys know, obviously. Corey Brock joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Good morning to you, Corey. Fun time of year.
Yeah, this is what you get when you have me on. There's no traffic anywhere. People have pulled over. they want to really hear the segment this morning.
Well, we are without our rudder. Right? Ben is our rudder. He handles all the business, sets everything up. But he decided to take vacation during trade deadline week. So that's pretty cool. We're really excited about that. And we're just in here holding it down. But we want to get
Corey, imagine just taking a week off?
Right now. You're just like, hey, I'm out. Enjoy.
Sit on the beach.
Real team player there.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, it's good to have you on because I'm telling you, man, yesterday, Paulie and I were out at Petco pre-game, walking around, talking to some guys, and some news breaks out of Seattle. I immediately was like, we got to talk to Corey. I've never seen anything like this. Please try to walk us through the thought process of the Mariners front office trading Kendall Graveman to the division-leading Houston Astros.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this, and the first of which that Jerry DePoto, the general manager, alluded to was, you know, this is the first move. There's going to be others to come, and trying to make sense of this move in a vacuum is really difficult to do right now. So basically what he's saying is, hey, let me do my work. Let me make X amount of trades, and we'll reevaluate this thing at the end. Now, that won't change the fact that you have traded your best reliever, Kendall Graveman, to a team that's ahead of you in the standings and in your own division. But that said, you know, they have a very strong group of relievers. And I've said this for a while. I think they could cover for his loss if it meant that you're adding a significant piece or, you know, adding a piece, I should say, that can help you now and help you next season when I think this rebuild will really kick into gear. So, but I think the optics of it, guys, is what really looks bad. You know, they just had an emotional win the night before, came back from a 7-0 deficit, beat the Astros 11-8. Kendall Graveman, very popular in the clubhouse. Certainly there's some hurt feelings there, but I think if you step away from this and look at it from 30,000 feet, you could see, it's a trade that will help the Mariners. They got a 24-year-old switch-hitting infielder with close to 5 years of control left. you know, these are the kind of trades you make. Kendall Graveman is a rental. He's going to be a free agent after the season. But again, I think really what skews this whole thing, guys, is the optics of it.
Yeah, I agree, because here's, I got to imagine if you're in there every day and you're there 4 hours early and you're taking your ground balls and you're getting your BP in and the long, arduous road trips and all the media, media is kind of back in the fold now, and you're grinding it out and you're hanging around. You're in that race and you feel that the guys in the clubhouse, we're all in this thing together. Like you said, that win actually cost me some money the night before, but it was a great, great win. Like it was awesome and an emotional lift. And then to have kind of, I think the players probably feel like the rug was pulled out from under them. And I know there were some really pointed comments. Nobody's put a name to it yet, kind of unnamed sources. People have their speculation about who it was. But it just feels like, what are we doing in here? Like, we're in this thing, and that's just got to be such a bummer for those guys.
Yeah, totally. And I will never be dismissive of that, because, we're not privy to that relationship. Well, first of all, we're not in clubhouses anymore.
Right.
But, we're not part of that family, that inter sanctum. Certainly Kendall Graveman was a leader there. He was sort of a beloved figure, and I completely get that. I wouldn't want my best friend traded away or hired away from another company, in the world that we deal with.
Oh, yeah.
So I completely see that, but I'm just thinking holistically at this thing. And, there were a lot of hard feelings. You could gauge a lot on Twitter. Maybe you shouldn't. But, people really heard about this. And then people who sort of saw it for what it was. And I honestly can't encourage everybody to do that. But just give it a try. Give it a look at this. We saw Abraham Toro hit a home run last night in his first at-bat with the Mariners. I think this is a player that a lot of teams really liked. Would certainly move some interesting pieces to get him. Again, it's a tough look here, but I'm willing to, give Jerry DePoto a pass and see what this looks like come Friday.
We are talking to our pal Corey Brock, Mariners beat writer, here on Ben and Woods. And that wasn't the only move that went down yesterday. And one of the weirder things that I've seen in a while, it looked like left-handed starting pitcher Tyler Anderson was going to be traded from the Pirates to the Phillies. It was a done deal. There were names involved. There were tweets going around with verified check marks. And then what happened? Something fell through, and now he's a Seattle Mariner?
Yeah, from what I understand, it was maybe one of the medicals. Maybe there was an issue with one of the players, minor league players from the Phillies going to the Pirates, that threw a snag in this. And just couldn't get to the finish line there. And then you probably saw it too. There was a tweet where with Tyler Anderson's in a Pirates uniform and he's out on the field today. So credit to the Pirates for shifting gears quickly. Certainly they're in sell mode and they're going through probably what the Mariners went through, the decision they made at the end of 2018 to go the rebuild route. So yeah, Anderson's he's not bad. And here's the other thing, guys, the Mariners have four healthy starting pitchers. Okay. If they could prop one of you two up, for a couple innings, they would probably do that, but you guys would have to get on an airplane and come up here. But so they needed bodies. They're not done trading. I suspect there's going to be more, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday. But yeah, Anderson, kind of a good under the hood rental that didn't cost you anything.
Yeah, and that's those guys are really, really important. So I we talk a lot about the Giants, right, and what they've been able to do this year. It has been nothing short of miraculous. I mean, no one, not one single pundit, Passan, Rosenthal, nobody said, oh yeah, they're gonna be leading this division. In nearly August, Corey, and what I kind of have been thinking is, man, this is almost against the plan, right? This is totally against the plan. This is not what they expected. They weren't expected to be a team that's going to go out and be like, well, do we need to trade Joey Bart for Max Scherzer now? Like, they've opened their window a little bit early. Padres have done that, I think, in the last couple of years as well. And it changes things, doesn't it, for the GM, and they have to be able to pivot.
Well, and that's exactly what we've seen up here, too. It's the same situation. The Mariners, again, the third year of the rebuild, and they're sort of surpassing expectations this year. And here's the funny thing, guys. I get a lot of texts about, oh, the rebuild must be working. Well, kind of. But the guys that they've really the guys they went out and traded for to be, you know, to kind of spearhead this rebuild, you know, and go down the list, Justice Sheffield, Justin Dunn, Evan White, the Gold Glove first baseman, a lot of those guys, Kyle Lewis, reigning American League MVP, a lot of those guys haven't played much this year or haven't played well. They're being propped up by Drew Steckenrider, and my, of course, the buddy who you guys are very familiar with, Ty France, you know, who's a very nice player, I should say. So it's kind of given the illusion that, okay, we're in this thing. We kind of have to go for it because, yep, you know, we're in it. You know, we got maybe that shifted their mindset a little bit. But, you know, at some point, and I wrote about this earlier yesterday before the you-know-what hit the fan, guys, you know, maybe we should just not, like, care about run differential right now and just enjoy the Mariners for what they are. You know what I mean? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Guys, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2001. So think about what you were doing in 2001. So, you know, go for it, enjoy this. But I think, yeah, yesterday kind of throws a black cloud over it.
Yeah, it was a really weird, emotional day for a lot of players, as trade deadline week usually is. And I think we forget, you know, we as the guys that cover the team, watch the team, love the team, talk about the team, you know, you do forget. You do. You're like, okay, can we get better? Great. Ship him out of here. You don't really think about how it affects the clubhouse. You don't really think about how it affects the actual player. And I think, you know, hey, now more than ever, it's important we take all those things into consideration. Corey, thank you for bringing some levity and for helping us reset what it was a really weird first hour for our show.
Well, did I feel like I missed something?
You did. You can go back and listen on the Odyssey app from, I don't know, about 6:30 to 7. The wheels came completely off, as they've been known to do from time to time. But you have settled it down. You got us back on track, and we are very, very appreciative of that.
Well, and let me say, you know, it's always a pleasure to come on with you guys, and I think you guys know how I feel about San Diego,
The
people of San Diego, my buddy Cesar Barajas down there, Darren Smith, all, you know, the whole crew down there. You guys will always be close to my heart. So please reach out anytime.
You got it, buddy. Thanks so much, Corey.
All right, take care.
That's our pal Corey Brock, Mariners beat writer, here on Ben and Woods, bringing a little levity and a little bit of calmness to the program. Paulie?
Yeah.
Let's do some Benthology. What do you say?
You want to do some Benthology?
Because nothing is broke yet. Nothing is broken yet. I mean, I'm still waiting. The rumors are out there, certainly, but nothing is official. And, it, you know, again,
Do we readdress the rumors?
Nah. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, look, it's out there. It's on Twitter. It's everywhere. You kind of know. I kind of did it earlier. Is like, it's any chance I get to say Mike Hogg is funny to me.
MLB insider.
MLB insider, Mike.
Mike.
Hawk. Michael Hogg, if you will. That's what his parents call him. Davey says, get off Ben's ass. Last year you were off when we acquired Sunshine, Mike Clevenger. That's true. I was taking my child to his very first day of preschool, and then I called in immediately, Davey. So thank you for your pointed concern. But I'm really not in any mood right now, Davey. So I do want to do some Benthology. Like, I'm not on Ben's ass. I'm actually doing a segment to celebrate Ben right now here on Ben and Woods. This is one of my favorite moments that ever happened.
This was last summer. August 11th.
In the Corona Cave.
Yep, hadn't seen you guys in months.
Had not seen Paulie's face. And Ben has been known to sit on an absolute goldmine of stories. This is one of them.
You know, stayed up late. Had a few cocktails and had to work the next day. Flew back, had to go straight to work at Channel 10. I thought, I am going to need something to get through the day.
Oh,
and you know me. You know me. He won't even touch
Advil.
So this was the day that I had my one and only Red Bull in my life.
I didn't know you've only had one.
One Red Bull. Well, here's why. I got through the 6 o'clock news. And then we had a little break, and back then we had a 9 o'clock cable newscast. And I remember walking down, and I'm standing outside the studio. It's like 9:20.
And you're a little hungover, like a little hungover, just exhausted.
A little amped up on Red Bull. And I passed out completely. I just went straight to the ground. The ambulance came, took me to Scripps Hospital.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm out cold. They call the ambulance. Like, Ben's having a heart, he's dead. And I was hospitalized the rest of that night. They didn't know what it was. You know, they did a lot of tests on my heart and whatever. And we determined it was probably just a mix of dehydration, Red Bull, you know, just not taking care of yourself after going out for your 30th birthday party. And, yeah, that was my 30th birthday.
I wish you guys could see my face.
I never touched a Red Bull since then.
I'm thinking of Ben as a completely different person now.
Well, here's the other thing that pisses me off. We've been doing this show for 2 years, and it's the first time I've ever heard that story. That is gold. Hey, why don't you drink Red Bull? Oh, because the one time I did, I ended up in the hospital.
He's a gem, man.
We need to, like, inject him with some truth serum one day and get all these stories. He's just sitting on a gold mine of stories.
He's a gem. He really is a gem. I got a text from someone in the Higgins family about 10 minutes ago. Actually, about 20 minutes ago when the wheels were coming off. And it was Mama Higgins, Ben's mom. She said, kind of missing my boy. And I said, so much. She said, well, you do have Mary. I said, yep, that was unreal. I always miss Ben when he's gone. Ben is the rudder of this show. And Ben is on vacation. I'm not on his ass. I'm celebrating him as I always do. I'm as mean to Ben when he's here as I am when he's off, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah. Kind of comes in and wears it every single day. The next segment of Ben and Woods, as we wait for some shoes to drop, Paulie, on the trade deadline front. The next segment of Ben and Woods is a segment we do called Don't Do This. It's going to take a serious turn. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, man.
It's going to take a serious turn. And we're going to get into that. I'm pretty upset with some of the garbage takes that I saw yesterday on Twitter about mental health. And it's dangerous.
Yesterday was bad.
It was bad. It was bad. And we're going to call those people out like we do on Ben and Woods coming up next. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got a couple stories from the world of sports that will make you shake your head, and in my case, kind of blow steam out of my ears yesterday. I wanted to thank Corey Brock again for joining us earlier on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Paul, do you want to get us started on Don't Do This?
I would love to. First, I'd also love to let everyone know that they can listen to Ben and Woods this Friday for their chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones.
I like it.
In concert at SoFi Stadium, Sunday, October 17th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Woods, what if we did a little Inception here?
I like Inception.
Wednesday mornings, we usually play the Incorporator.
Correct.
We still have to get to that. We also do flubs on this show.
Yeah, on Fridays.
And we're doing Don't Do This right now.
Correct.
What if I told you that the Incorporator flubbed? Would that be a Don't Do This?
That's like it's perfect. It encapsulates all three. I cannot wait to hear this. So Jesse Agler is
going... a little cocky yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He was a little cocky yesterday. Talking to him before the game, he said, "Oh, I already know how I'm doing it."
All right. Well, let's not anger Jesse Agler. We need him as a valued resource and friend of the program. I feel like it's getting a little contentious the last couple of weeks, but let's hear it. Yesterday, we gave him a word. I can't even remember the word. Pulchritudinous, maybe?
Very close.
Pulchritudinous.
Oh, yeah. Pulchritudinous. It means beautiful. Seem, you know, the definition's easy. The word is
not
no
easy.
Business. Yeah, no business being in a broadcast. So, but you say that there was a flub as well?
A little bit.
This
we go to the bottom of the fourth inning last night down at Petco Park right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Network.
Bottom of the fourth at Petco. Padres trail the A's 3-2. Hosmer, Pham, and Grisham 5-6-7 coming up against James Caprellian. Mentioned earlier how much I'm enjoying this particular uniform matchup with the A's and their Kelly Green alternates. Caprellian, by the way, takes it next level with yellow sleeves on underneath. And the A's, now like the Padres, thanks to the brown and gold, have one of the best, I think, aesthetic identities in all of baseball. And they've got one of the most interesting sleeve patches in all of sports, the A's, because it seems incredibly weird and out of place. It's that that beautiful elephant on the sleeve. Or if you prefer their... pulchritudinous pachyderm. Pulchritudinous pachyderm.
Oh, no.
And the beautiful elephant. And it's a story that goes back to like the early 1900s.
He's going to kill us. I need the... Do you have just the flubs isolated?
On the sleeve. Or if you prefer their pulchritudinous pachyderm. The pulchritudinous pachyderm.
That is my favorite. The second one where he's like, I'm going to do it again.
Wait for him at the end here. He goes, ugh.
Pulchritudinous pachyderm. The pulchritudinous pachyderm.
I love him. I love him. I love him.
I'll give him some credit. He was not happy about it. He even texted me. He's like, I totally screwed that one up.
Yes.
Came back in the top of the fifth to give us a bonus pulchritude in this.
Oh.
Top of the fifth at Petco. It's the A's 3 and the Padres 2. Start your mornings off with Ben and Woods. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. They're pulchritudinous. Ben and Woods. Top of the order for the A's.
Oh, I love him. I love him. Jesse, listen, all is always
You're
forgiven.
The
you are the GOAT. And I just think that you are fantastic. You know that. And he will be he'll be featured in Flubs of the Week as well, which is that makes me very, very happy. This did not make me happy yesterday. I was kind of upset when I saw some of the things that I saw yesterday in regards to Simone Biles, who is clearly one of the most talented, gifted human beings alive. One of the most mentally strong human beings alive. Had to withdraw yesterday, Paulie, from a portion of the Olympics. and is going to kind of, I think, reevaluate if she's going to do some of the individual stuff. But she did withdraw from team gymnastics competition yesterday. She already has 4 Olympic golds, 19 world championship titles. Would you say that's impressive? That's an impressive.
I'd say that's pretty elite.
Impressive feat.
Top of the sport.
And I, the things that she's been through in her life, the things that she has stood for in her life, I feel like she deserves better than the treatment that she got yesterday. And one in particular really kind of rubbed me the wrong way. A guy actually used to be on this station a long time ago for a brief period of time, a guy by the name of Doug Gottlieb. Doug will throw out some kind of hot take Skip Bayless action from time to time, and he tweeted yesterday. He said, let's imagine if LeBron took himself out of a gold medal game because he felt the pressure was too much. You know, just a personal share here. The mental health issues that are around right now, you don't get to say when they come knocking. You don't. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Polly about this yesterday. I was talking to another dear friend of mine yesterday. And I said, you know, personally, I see stories like this, and it breaks my heart because I'm living it. I'm currently, today, this moment, 7:28, I'm in it, you know, and I've been in it for about a month, Polly, probably the worst that it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make sense. There's no reason. None. In fact, what's making me feel worse is that I live here in San Diego, best city in America. I look out the window. It is perfect. It's green. Sun's coming out. It's beautiful. I'm on and have helped build a very successful radio show in this perfect, perfect city. I have a beautiful wife. I have 2 beautiful, healthy kids, most importantly. We just signed a new 3-year deal to stay here. So there's some comfort, right? There's some security. Everything is going right in my life. Everything. Everything. I'm the luckiest guy on the face of the earth. So why every day when I wake up do I have to convince myself to get out of bed, to then convince myself to go to the shower, to then convince myself to make my coffee, drive to work, do the show, go home, be a dad, be a husband? Why? Why? Why does it feel like I'm walking through tar? Everything I do, every move I make right now for the last month has been a grind. Everything.
It's because you're in it, man.
It's in. I'm in it.
There.
And
I've just dealt with it.
Doesn't. There's no rhyme or reason. None.
Hits you like a brick.
Because on paper, everything should be great, and it's just not. It's just not. I don't know when this country became devoid of empathy. But I can't live that way, man. I'm empathetic and sympathetic to what she's going through.
Do you
through.
Think making fun of somebody that's dealing with that anxiety and the demons and all that, do you think that makes you a badass?
I really don't know what the... I think that it probably comes from some pain. You know, I do. And, you know, again, I'm so sympathetic to it because I'm just in it. Trust me. 50 times a day, Paulie, I think about just putting these headphones down and just going home, getting into bed, pulling the covers up over my head, and lying there. It's hard on my wife. It's hard on my kids. It's hard on my family. It's hard on my coworkers. It's hard on everybody. I don't want this. I don't want to feel this way. I don't. I'm not asking for it. Okay? And it doesn't discriminate. Man, woman, successful, not successful, it doesn't discriminate. And you don't know when it's coming. And it doesn't make any sense that it's here. None. None. And for the last 4 weeks, I've been as down and unsure and in the worst spot I think I've ever been in my entire life. And I've had some bad spots. Most of them were I put myself in, right? I didn't do anything. I've just been trying to do the right thing. And it's just, it doesn't discriminate. And you don't know when it's coming. And that's the danger of it.
Well, the good news is Simone Biles is doing the right thing. Woodsy, you're doing the right thing. I've been doing the right thing as well. And that's asking for help.
Yep.
And that's getting help. Therapy, I'm the world's biggest advocate for it. It changed my life. It opened my eyes to things that I didn't even know I was dealing with inside. And I know you've been working on yourself, and that's all you can do right now, man.
The rhetoric out there, like Doug Gottlieb, is that's dangerous, man. Let's imagine if LeBron took himself out of a gold medal game because he felt the pressure was too much. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. We need to be better. We need to be more empathetic. You know, everyone is fighting a battle that you can't see. Every single person. And it bums me out, man. I saw so many people, you know, that there is nothing soft about Simone Biles. Nothing.
She should be applauded. And she was by a lot of people.
By a lot of people. I loved so much this tweet from Skip Schumacher, Padres associate manager yesterday. You see Skip, he's got the tattoos. He's got a wonderfully built body. Very handsome. Very handsome.
Sculpted.
Just a stud. He's sculpted. He tweeted yesterday, as a former player that dealt with anxiety, every game I have the ultimate respect for Simone Biles. She truly is the GOAT. You never know what someone's going through. We must end the stigma that if you seek mental help, somehow you're mentally weak. It made me stronger. I will say this. I told the guys yesterday, I said, I need to get him on the show. I want to talk about it. You know, it's important. I'm tired of not talking about it. Did you notice the awkward bro hug I gave him yesterday? He wasn't going in for a bro hug, and I did. And I'm very embarrassed about that. I'm very embarrassed. Did you notice it?
I saw
it. Well, you didn't say anything, and I appreciate that.
What was I going to say? It had already happened.
Hey, how you doing? And went to shake my hand, and I pulled him, and it was like Ben. I looked like Ben hugging. So, Skip, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I thought he was coming in for one. He wasn't. I pulled him close, and it didn't work out in my favor. And I'm very sorry. And I'm very embarrassed by that.
You turned around. Skip went right to the media guys and just the PR staff and just said, I'm never going on their show.
Keep
again.
Them away from me, please. It's very embarrassing, and I've thought about it for the last 12 hours.
It was very awkward.
It was.
You know what else was really awkward?
What's that?
The media scrum heard round San Diego.
Yep, that is something that's coming up next. Well, I've got thoughts on it. I think people are focused too much on the question and not on the answer. Of course, referring to Eric Hosmer yesterday and what went down. You know, listen, I'm reticent to do this, but based on how the calls have gone. But if you want to weigh in on what happened yesterday with Eric Hosmer, Jeff Sanders from the UT, and just basically Hosmer in general, you know, I think it's an interesting topic. I do. And I just think it's important to talk about. I've got some thoughts on it. We'll play you the audio. Get your thoughts as well. 833-288-0973. All right. I love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To all my friends, present, past, and beyond, especially those who weren't with us too long, life is the most precious thing you can lose. While you were here, the fun was never ending. Life a minute was only beginning. Captain Coleman Nichols, this one's for you!
Still the victory song, Paulie? I'm never there in the ninth. I'm always at home in bed watching or listening.
I don't know, actually.
I've
been there for final outs plenty of times this year, and I can't recall.
I think it is. Well, listen, you discover hundreds of new music stations exclusively on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Damn right you can.
You really can. This was it was an interesting story. I wonder if we're going to blow it out of proportion or if it was blown out of proportion yesterday. We were 5 feet away, 15 feet away, 10 feet away from this going down yesterday. And I will say, in my honest assessment and reaction at the time was, like, it's the thing on our show. We talk about it all the time. Anytime there is a terse exchange between athlete, coach, and reporter, it makes me nervous. It makes my stomach hurt, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like confrontation that much. You know, I like it a little bit. But when it happens, when a reporter asks an athlete a question and the athlete kind of cocks his head to the side and goes, what? And then you're like, oh, God, here it comes. It's our favorite audio. We play those things all the time on Ben and Woods. So yesterday, Paul...
So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish?
Oh, God.
Can I finish? Can I finish my statement?
Something like that.
Something like that.
That'll get us like...
I'm telling you guys, if it were me that Popovich was yelling at, you'd never hear from me again.
You would change your name.
I would move.
New career.
I would move. It isn't for me. I just don't have the stones. I don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. It makes me panic. So we're there yesterday. Haas is taking grounders and things and hitting BP. And he comes off the field and he stops. He's going to take some questions from the media. Now, I missed all of the earlier questions, Paulie. So how much do we have of the Eric Hosmer audio?
I've got the final.
You got the final one. Okay. So
final exchange.
Here's what I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around. More than one person in that scrum asked him about the potential of being traded, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are so many names. He's been in the league for so long. He's been through this before. And he answered them. He answered all of them. He's, you know, hey, listen, I mean, there was a quote that basically said, like, look, they're going to be fine without me if I go. They're going to be fine with me if I'm here. I don't know what happened at the end, though. So Jeff Sanders asks him this question. We have the audio. Paulie's going to boost it a little bit, let you guys hear it. Here it is.
Would you be disappointed or how disappointed would you be if you were moved off this team after being here through some of the lows?
Okay. Yeah, everybody heard that?
Would you be disappointed or how disappointed would you be if you were moved off this team having been here through all of the lows? That's the question.
I think that's a dumb question on your part. I think you're better than that question.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Haas kind of looks at him. Gives him the bit of the stink eye. We were right there. We saw that. Kind of gave him the stink eye because I think that's a dumb question. I think you're better than that question. Okay, Paulie. Do you have any problem with the question that Jeff Sanders asked?
I do not.
I didn't really either. I thought, here's what people, and I think it, this gets lost, all right? So Paulie made a really astute point yesterday. He said, look, you don't know. He's got an editor, right? Like, we have a boss. He's got an editor, and the editor could have said, go down there, get some reaction. Talk to him.
Well, this wasn't out of the blue. Hosmer wasn't being asked these questions randomly. There were multiple stories from major outlets.
Correct.
You know, we talked about it on the show yesterday. Like, wow, the Athletic's putting a lot of smoke on this. Eric Hosmer could be on the move type story. So, like, it was out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was Ken Rosenthal. It was there were articles being written about, hey, well, how much money would need to go? What kind of prospect would need to be attached? There was real smoke, okay?
So if Jay Posner and the rest of Jeff's bosses at the UT, they see that, and they probably say, hey, Jeff, you're going to be down there. Like, if you know, if Hosmer talks, we would like to get, you know, we need a story on this.
Yeah, and Jeff was probably going to do it anyway. And I think Jeff Sanders does a good job.
I do, too.
You know, and now, listen, there could be a backstory between these two that we have no idea. That's the other thing to consider. So I didn't think it was the best question, but I didn't think it was out of line. And here's the other thing I'll say. I didn't really think Hosmer's answer was that out of line. I didn't. It was terse. And it made me nervous. It was some good audio. But I had a hard time. Everyone's talking about Jeff Sanders' question. The answer to me is the weird part, because Eric Hosmer is a veteran, and a good, is like a savvy veteran. The dude is a pro. He's a pro, right? And carries himself like a pro, acts like a pro, from all accounts in the clubhouse, is a total pro, right? They're absolutely ready to work. You never, you know, you don't hear, there's no distractions or anything like that, really. I mean, so I was surprised, Paulie, that he didn't. You asked me that question. I'm Eric. This is how I would have done it if I was Eric Hosmer. You be Jeff Sanders. I'll be Eric Hosmer.
Eric, how disappointing would it be, or how disappointed would you be if you were moved, having been through all the lows on this team?
You know, it would be tough. I can't deny. It would be tough, man. I love it here. I love playing here, playing with Fernando, playing with Manny, playing with Crony. It's phenomenal. Ting's a great dude. I mean, this is a special, special team. I also understand, man, I've been around a long time. This is a business. I understand how it works, you know, and I hope it doesn't happen. To be honest with you, I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't want to go anywhere, but if it does, I'll understand. It's a very Eric Hosmer answer. He's given that same answer a million times before.
All athletes do it. The cliche machine. Just go to the cliche machine. Hit random.
They churn them out. They're the best at it. They're the best.
I didn't like the answer.
I didn't.
It would have taken no effort
to do a cliche,
because he had just been answering questions about it.
Yes, and he answered that question.
It's not like he got blindsided.
Right, man. Right.
It's not like he's there talking about the birth of his child or something, you know, something happy, and then all of a sudden, hey, what do you think about getting traded? You know, no, this was the topic.
It didn't feel like it was a blindside question. Okay, it didn't. Do we as reporters, I'm not a reporter, do we as radio hosts, we do a lot of interviews, do I ask dumb questions? Yes. Sometimes you have to ask the question. You have to, even if it's, you know, I mean, how many times do we make fun of the, hey, what were you looking for on that pitch? Well, I was looking for a ball I could hit out of the ballpark, and luckily I got my pitch and I hit it out. It's like this unspoken rule and unspoken dance between athlete and media member. I'm going to ask you a boring cliche question. You're going to give me a boring cliched answer.
There are times when maybe it's something controversial or whatever, and you know that the answer is going to be a dance around and something vanilla and just kind of like, yeah, you know, we're still waiting to see how things play out. You know, we'll have more details later.
Yes.
Like, you still have to ask the question.
How many times have we had AJ Preller on the show and done that to him? He knows
pretty
it's
every time.
He knows it's coming. I know he's not going to tell me. I know he's not going to tell me what he's looking for. I know that. I got to ask that question. As dumb and as boring and as cliche as it is, I have to ask it. If I don't ask it, I'm not doing my job. I was just surprised at the kind of terse response from Hosmer. And again, listen, I just did a whole soapbox about having empathy. I have a major amount of empathy for guys that have to go through this crap. I really do. I really, really do. I see that human side of it. I've talked to enough of these dudes. I was DMing with Brian O'Grady yesterday. He was devastated. Devastated to be sent down.
These guys are pro ball players. They know the business, but it doesn't mean...
Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Like, it's still a shock to the system to uproot your life and make a big change. I mean, my God, we've said this before. Can you imagine if our job, or you listening right now, if your job was able to just pick you up and move you to their sister company in Cleveland or something? Like, that would be a shock.
So...
I think that's a dumb question on your part. I think you're better than that question.
Now, and it's a bit condescending, you know. It's like when people tell me, like, hey, that was a dumb segment or that was a dumb thing. You're better than that. I'm like, all right, fine. I mean, I guess I respect your opinion, but you really don't know what you're talking about. You know, you don't know what it takes to do this. And I think Eric Hosmer was kind of feeling that yesterday. As well, and I know it's got to be a nerve-wracking time for all these cats, man. I do, and I'm very empathetic to it. It's got to be a terrible, terrible situation. Not everybody is sitting there going, yeah, this is great. Feed up. I know I'm not going anywhere. And, in fact, Fernando Tatis Jr. was asked about it after the game, what Eric Hosmer being traded would do to him.
It will be a really hard one. You know, he was the first veteran player to take care of me when I grew up to the big leagues. Still look up to him. He's a great guy. What can I say? He's a great baseball player. You know, he means a lot for me and for my career. But like I mentioned earlier, you know, I feel like everybody knows what this game is about. And hopefully everybody can take it professionally.
All right, let that sink in. Let's do a quick check of traffic, Paulie. Thank you, Kelly. Danik Benenwood, sponsored by Azusa Pacific University San Diego. Career opportunities in education, nursing, and psychology are thriving. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Campus helps you chart your course for success. In school, learning starts this fall. Learn more at apu.edu/San Diego. Be bold. Step forward. Yeah, I loved the response from Fernando Tatis Jr. Last night when asked that question. Again, I feel like it's a fair question to be asked, especially at this time. I think it would be hard for many guys in that clubhouse. You know, if it all boils down to production, I think there are more productive first basemen than Eric Hosmer. I do. In fact, I know it. The numbers kind of meet it out. As somebody whose life and career is based on numbers, often arbitrary numbers, right? Like a really weird way to judge ratings and listeners and downloads and everything else. It's a tough life. It's the life you've chosen. And so it's kind of in other people's hands. Now, with a baseball player, it's actually in his hands. It's under his control. And if he doesn't perform, you know, I think you know that there are other guys waiting in the wings. Now, it doesn't mean if Eric Hosmer leaves, I'll be happy that he goes. But I do know that they're trying to win a World Series here. If they look at their plan and say he's not a part of the long-term plan, Paulie, I have to trust that plan as a Padres fan. I really don't have a choice, right? I've trusted them to this point.
Why are you going to stop now?
Yeah, I can't stop now. I'm bought in. I mean, you got me. You have completely got me. And it's just a tough situation all around. I felt bad for Jeff Sanders. I didn't really think he deserved that yesterday. I did not think it was that bad of a question. I thought, again, the only thing I can think of, there's two things. Is there something that he wrote one time that made Hosmer mad? Which, by the way, I'm not really mad at that either. I'm a bit of a grudge holder, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a chip on my shoulder guy. I kind of get it. I got no problem with that. Whatever you need, man, to get you out of bed and fuels your fire, have a ball. And by the way, Haas played really good defense last night. I think we saw him pressing a little bit as he tried to turn that single into a double and got thrown out by 30 feet. You know, honestly, like, does that happen 2 weeks ago? Probably not. But yeah. But reading all that crap, hearing all that crap, being fired up, you know, you want to do something special and it just didn't work out. And so I'm not going to crap on him if he's here. If he wears the laundry, I root for him. That's how I roll. And it doesn't mean you have to roll that way, okay, at all. And if he does go, I'm also not going to crap on him on his way out the door. I did think that the response was a little bit terse yesterday. It was a little bit, I don't want to say out of line, but I thought it was like, man, you've already answered.
It was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary, yeah. You answered the question so many times already. Maybe that was the other part of it.
Sick of
it. I've already answered it. Yeah, I just answered it. I just said, you know, if I go, you know, I'm a pro. These guys will be fine. All of that. So, I don't know, man. But
wild scene.
I think some unnecessary drama at Petco Park. At least they got the dub yesterday. And the finale of this short series will go down today. We'll get into it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.